All right, on the practice field, seen on the practice field, Alex Anzalone, Graham Glasgow back at practice today. Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw, Fatu Melifonwu not on the practice field, according to Tim Twentyman at DetroitLions.com. Official practice report comes out at 4, the part that's open to the media. That's what they saw. Did I see Marcus Davenport's back, though?
Yes, I believe he returned. Yes, he was supposed to return.
Okay.
They didn't practice yesterday, but.
Right. Now, Rakestraw's got a hamstring. Terrion Arnold is listed as an illness.
Yeah. Well, again, when we go through every year, we talk about how to construct the roster and what are you going to draft and all this. And I keep saying, you got to have as many defensive backs as you can because there's attrition with the defensive backfield. Now, I'm not accounting for illness, but, you know, Rakestraw got hurt in a warm-up. Melifonwu was out right now. The Lions, they're without three defensive backs for today's practice. This is why you have to, and going back to the car we had like 15, 20 minutes ago, who was upset that they drafted Rakestraw after drafting Arnold and going back to back. You have to. You have to have, I mean, you don't have to do a back to back, but you have to have a ton of defensive backs. Guys get hurt all the time.
So, yes, there's no doubt about it. We'll keep you up to date when they, I'm sure the guys will have it, the 4 o'clock injury update on the show that follows us.
You know, speaking of secondary, too, guys, can we? I don't think it's been brought up enough or even at all. How good Brian Branch has been the first 2 weeks at safety.
It's great.
He's been great at safety. And I was a little worried because I like him close to the line of scrimmage because he's a sure tackler and he would, you know, get the running back or when they set him on a blitz. But at safety, he's been great as well. He's got the interception. He had that great play in the tight end to break up the touchdown in the end zone against the Bucs. I think he's a phenomenal player.
I would say that he made amazing improvement from week one to week two because the first part of the game against the Rams, it looked like he missed a couple of plays.
He did look like he maybe overran some.
Yeah, and then started playing like we thought Brian Branch could play. And then the game he had last week was just fantastic.
Well, they hopefully get Terrion Arnold back at least. But nice to have Davenport back. They're going to be chasing around Kyler Murray. You were a big Kyler Murray fan out of Oklahoma. You kind of come in. I know you want to see him do well.
Yeah, I not against the Lions,
no.
But I think he was so dynamic at Oklahoma. What he was able to do was he could take these giant 7-step dropbacks or whatever, and he where he would just run, roll out to a side to kind of set things up for himself to clear the lanes. He didn't have many passes knocked down, despite the fact that he's 5'9", 5'10", whatever he is. That wasn't an issue with him in college. I don't know if it's been an issue with him in the pros as much, but he hasn't been able to because the talent level is so different in the NFL than it was with his opposition in Oklahoma. It just doesn't, it's not a smooth transition for him. It's not easy to do.
There were also some questions about his maturity and his professionalism early in his career.
No, his contract was tied for him to actually has to do study time.
Yeah, because you know, apparently he spent all kinds of time gaming. And I'm like, I'm okay with these kinds of stories to allow people the right to grow up. You know what I mean? Hey, you're supposed to be a professional at the age of 20, 21. Got it. 22. But I think of who I was at 20, 21, 22 and who I became over the next decade. And yeah, I like stories of guys that grew up a little bit that weren't as much into what they're putting on TikTok or playing, doing everything they can to try and be a professional as their career goes on. I hope Kyler Murray pulls it off. You know, we didn't talk about a couple things about last night's Tiger game. One is I want to revisit, because of the Tigers, I want to revisit Bill Belichick's comments, believe it or not, that the Lions are building on a foundation left by Matt Patricia. And I think it's really, really funny that he's saying that now, because I don't think anybody here in Detroit gives it much thought. Like, yeah, I don't feel the need to thank Matt Patricia in any way whatsoever. But what I do think is interesting is those comments are coming at a time where I think kind of collectively we're in the midst of a bit of a mea culpa with Al Avila. Like, I don't mind saying, yeah, you know what? I don't regret anything that happened. He purged a bunch of players and didn't get nearly enough back. But some of these guys are his guys.
But he drafted some talent.
Yep.
I think that's fair to say that he drafted some talent, and now we're starting to realize that.
So we're in the midst of this, hey, thank you for Parker Meadows, and thank you for Riley Green, and thank you for
Reese Olson,
and thank you for Scooble. Like, there's a lot of thank yous here to Alavila. I'll be damned if I'm giving Matt Patricia any credit, but we can handle right now, can't we? Giving Alavila some credit.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that, and I think people want to always focus on the negative, and there's plenty of negative focus on with Alavila.
There's a reason why he got fired.
I get it. That's fine. But how about the good stuff he did? And that's fine. What good can you find out of Matt Patricia? I'm glad he sucks so bad that they didn't even wait a third full season for him to be the coach. And he was so bad at his job.
They got rid of him quickly.
Yeah, that they fired him and had to look at a completely different direction and find a whole new way to rebuild this culture. And that Sheila's like, this ain't working out. Uh-uh, you're gone. Your buddy's gone. I'm going to redo this whole thing. And if Matt Patricia didn't suck so bad, would we have been stuck with him for a couple more years? Would some other team have snatched up Brad Holmes or Dan Campbell to lead their teams?
It's absolutely hysterical.
That's the only thing I'm going to thank him for.
Your way of putting it. But just at a time where we're all kind of coming together, saying, you know, Avila, thank you. You some of these guys are your guys. And now we're asked to give Patricia credit?
No, sir.
No,
I mean, for
no, what? Sir.
And his reasoning, Belichick's reasoning was so weird. It was like, well, you know, they built an offensive line there, and, you know, Matt was there for that, and, you know, they should be thanking him. Like, Patricia had nothing to do with that.
No.
You want to, like, if you wanted to go out of your way to thank Bob Quinn for drafting Taylor Decker and Graham Glasgow and drafting Frank Ragnow, three of the five pieces on the offensive line. I'm not going to yell at you for doing that because I think you're right. Okay, he hit on those players, no doubt. He's also perhaps the reason that Graham Glasgow left because they weren't going to give him a contract. So he left, played elsewhere for a couple of years, and then our guys brought him back. But to give the credit to the coach who was so god-awful.
Yep.
That makes us think back to the halcyon days of Rod Marinelli. I mean, I don't know what to say. It was just an utter disaster. The way that he treated players was horrible. Players like, I don't want any part of this. And then they cast those guys off. You can't work with them. Well, can't work because your guy's terrible. I understand why he does it, because it's his coaching tree.
Yep.
And it's amazing that his coaching tree has yielded nothing in terms of head coaches elsewhere, but they've been assistants. And they were great assistants under Bill Belichick and like nobody else.
Hey, man. So we're good with one.
Yeah.
We can give credit where credit's due. That's the point. We can give credit where credit's due. And we have.
So thanks, Bob Quinn, for drafting Frank Ragnow.
And thanks, Alavila, for what you've done to help set the foundation for this.
And thank you, Matt Patricia, for sucking so bad.
But Bill Belichick, we're not doing that.
No.
Okay, let's talk a little Michigan and Michigan State. We'll get to that next. Swing around the NFL at 1:30 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.